The foundations of the law and the purpose of having laws is a part of our biblical studies because the Holy Bible tells us about this. And biblical studies are not limited to what is printed in our Bible, but can reach out to everything that is related to its existence and its content. As what we might call a Christian education naturally includes biblical studies, but can also include the basic knowledge of any disciplines that help us live in Christian ways. In addition to knowing how to pray, we also need to know how to cook our food, mend our clothes and machinery. What exactly is the law? The God-given commandments give us the knowledge of sin, which are things that are harmful or inconsiderate of others. Most of the man-made or governmental laws extend from those commandments in attempts to be more precisely adapted to particular societies at particular times. So laws usually come to exist to make people aware that certain things are disorderly or harmful in some ways. Although some of the man-made laws give an advantage to certain groups or individuals and are wrongly oppressive to others. The original God-given commandments are from the God of infinite wisdom and endless knowledge of what is best for us. And there is no favoritism. It becomes unjust when unjustly administered by the people of this world. As a fence would physically prevent our venturing into a hazard, or a warning sign would make us aware that we need to be cautious, the law is a mental barrier or knowledge that makes us aware of things that would surely cause some type of harm, including the immoralities that pollute our minds to eventually cause disorder and persuade people to bring harm against each other. To a person who respects and agrees with law and order, and therefore does not need to be subjected by the law, it's still a valuable guide to remind us of the ways we should live, just as it is to people who are forgetful or somewhat careless. But the law can be a great burden and become known as evil to those who do not understand, or to the otherwise oppressed peoples who lack the ability to comply with it. The law is intended to scourge the criminals who intentionally work against it, but it is also often wrongfully used to the advantage of criminals. It's hardly perfect as we know it in these times, but so badly needed because people generally lack self-control and consideration of others. A justly established and reasonably well-defined law not only prohibits or requires an action, but also states a correction for violations, whether it be a punishment or other rectifications, such as an education to assure the violation is not repeated because of ignorance. It will contain some type of direction, or at least a clue to the reasons the particular law exists. But to truly find the reasons behind a law that does not amply explain its purpose can sometimes be difficult. Some of our laws were fabricated only because of a same personal desire that was shared by a multitude of people, while other laws came about from vast research and statistical evidence of a problem's cause, its effects, and a probable cure. And some laws came from a simple trial and error of what apparently worked out for the best result. When administering the law, we sometimes rely upon the printed word or letter of law, and we should also be aware of the purpose or the spirit of the law, where we may consider any uncontrollable circumstances and uncommon situations. And this is in regards to both the government's man-made law and the original commandments of God. But do not forget that we people who receive these commandments from God added to them to form the governmental laws and regulations, but have often taken away from them to fall away from their original purpose and the will of God. My name is Reverend Tim Farmer. I thank you for these few minutes you've lent your ear to hear another good reason to study your Holy Bible, and for visiting here with the Ancient Baptist Mission.